I'm here with Bruno Campesi, amateur scout for the NHL champion Vegas Golden Knights, also a product of Nelson, BC. Bruno, you're bringing the cup to Nelson on Sunday, back to your hometown. Tell us what that day is going to be about. Tell us what it means to you to bring it back to your hometown.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Actually, I'll be down in Spokane the night before the cup is flying into Spokane. There's one of our members will have the day with his day in the cup in Spokane. I'll be driving with the cup to Nelson, so I'm kind of excited about that. And then, you know, initially it'll just be with family, and then at 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock we'll have it down at the Nelson Civic Center, open to the public for people that want to just come down and take a look at it or take a picture with it. So we're really excited about that. You know, I'll have a brief moment to speak at 1 o'clock just to thank some people that have certainly helped me along the way. So super excited about it. The Cup's also heading to Trail later that afternoon as Craig Cunningham, who's works for us as well and lives in Phoenix, is, you know, from Trail. So he's taking it there for that evening. So yeah, it's going to be in the Kootenays basically all day.
You ever go to an event like this when you're a kid, get to see the Cup or meet any NHLers?
No, I mean, honestly, the only time I've seen the Cup live is at the Hockey Hall of Fame when it was in a case. You know, then obviously when we won the cup, I had an opportunity to be on the ice with it and stuff, and that was unbelievable. And then at the draft in Nashville, you know, all the scouts had it for an evening as well. But, you know, as a kid, the only time, you know, you ever got to experience it was on TV, you know, when somebody had won the cup. And that's when, you know, you're outside playing road hockey, or as a kid, you're playing in mini sticks or whatever, and you're playing your little games, and you're playing for the Stanley Cup, and you're pretending you're somebody, or, you know, it's kind of surreal. To be honest, I'm still kind of pinching myself thinking that I'm actually going to have the cup in Nelson.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy, but I find like an experience like that for a kid can be just so invaluable. You know, obviously we don't have the academies here and stuff, and it's a different than it was when you're growing up, but seeing like, oh, a guy from here made it, he's got the cup, I could do it too.
100%. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I want to bring it to Nelson. I mean, Nelson was really good to me growing up. You know, it was where I was born and raised and played all my hockey, right? So, you know, little things like that, I think, go a long way. You can inspire somebody to think that, man, somebody from this small community had an opportunity to be a part of a championship team. Why not me?
So, when we were talking before the interview, you mentioned that you're traveling around the Western League right now, going to be doing a little more CHL hockey too. I asked you if you've been watching any NHL. You caught a bit of the Vegas game, but the thing everybody wants to talk about right now is the Blackhawks, Connor Bedard. Maybe he didn't catch his first game last night, but you got any thoughts on his game and predictions of what he can do in his rookie year?
Well, I saw, you know, he played in Regina last year, so I saw him play absolute ton, and he's a phenomenal player. Like, he is, when they say he's a generational type, he is that. He's so smart. He's so competitive. Size is not even an issue with a kid like that because of his hockey sense and his awareness, and his puck play is amazing. It's hard to predict what he can do in his first year. I just think that as the year goes on, that he's going to find more ways to be more creative and more deceptive. He is a very creative, deceptive player that can shoot and score. I think he's going to find ways to score goals, and I think he's going to find ways to accumulate a lot of points. They're going to give him every opportunity. I think in last night's game, He led both teams in minutes played. So he's going to get a ton of opportunity to play in Chicago. They've tried to surround him with some players that can certainly help him. I just think that we're in for a real treat, and he's going to be, like, you know, kind of like the next one. So it'll be interesting to see what he can get done this year.
Yeah, the roster's not that deep, but they got some high skill guys that maybe might be a bit of a one way player, and then they also got, you know, great veterans like Foligno and Perry around them that those guys will help for sure.
Yeah, and they need to add some experience like that just to help, you know, a young kid like that. I mean, he's going to have his ups and downs. It's an NHL, and it's a tough league, and it's the best league in the world, and there's no easy nights. So, you know, he's going to have his challenges for sure, but I think the kid is so motivated. He's so competitive that he's going to find a way to succeed.
What about your team, Vegas Golden Knights? Unlike a lot of NHL teams, pretty similar returning roster. There is some turnover, but man, for a championship team, you don't see that every year. You lost Riley Smith, but you got a full year of Barbashev. What's
Yeah, very little turnover, which is rare in today's calf world in the NHL, first Stanley Cup winners. So we're very fortunate in that regard. I think, you know, we have a lot of depth in all areas, whether it's goal, defense, or up front. You know, it's a long season. We had a short off season, so that, you know, could play a factor as the season goes on, but you hope not. And, you know, we found out last year, like, you got to be rolling, you know, as you head into the playoffs, which we were. And you got to stay, and you got to stay healthy. So we had a pretty good team 2 years ago when we ran into a ton of injuries all year long. And, you know, we didn't even make the playoffs.
Right.
You know, last year we had our full complement of guys. And for the most part, we were able, you know, we did have some injuries, but not significant enough where it kept guys out for really extended periods of time, you know, other than Captain Stone, but he was able to get back for the playoffs, and we stayed healthy for the playoffs. So there's a lot of things that have to go right. It's such a hard trophy to win, as you know. There's so many good teams knocking on the door that it's rare to bring your whole team back, which we basically have, and it's rare to repeat. So, you know, we'll see as the season goes on. You know, we got off to a good start last night, Seattle, and it's a long season. There's 81 games left plus playoffs. So you got to get to the playoffs first, and then from there you got to try and make hay while you can.
Obviously, you know, Vegas doesn't have a high-end prospect like a Bedard, but there's going to be somebody stepping up like there is every year. Do you have a thought on who that guy could be? I've heard a lot of people talking about this Russian Dorofeev, or even more of a veteran like Amadio having a breakout year.
Yeah, like, you know, we've got some depth, and we've got some young kids on our team. Paul Cotter last year played, you know, I think 40 plus games and had a pretty good year. Dorofeev came in late and filled in very well. Got some players still down the minors. Brandon Besson had a really good training camp and preseason. You know, on the back end, we've got, you know, guys like Caden Korzak, who played in Kelowna, and he's knocking on the door as well on defense. So, you know, we haven't had that first overall type of pick. And yet we've been able to acquire some players that can certainly not just fill in, but can contribute. And I think, you know, there's a huge difference between just filling in and being able to contribute like Dorofeev did when he came in. So anyways, we'll see. Hopefully we can stay healthy. But, you know, it's a long season, and you're going to need that depth from your minor league team as well.
Talking a little bit about your job as a scout. So before we were talking, you mostly are working in major junior. When you were more Western-based, were you doing any work in Junior A?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, my responsibility is all of Western Canada primarily. So, and that includes Junior A. So, you know, there's lots of times, you know, I just came from the Alberta League Showcase. I'll be heading to the BC Hockey League Showcase that starts in the end of October and runs for a week. So, yeah, I definitely see a lot of Junior A as well.
So are the new Junior A leagues in BC getting more play than they were? Like the KIJHL has been a Junior B league forever, and the Pacific yeah. Junior League. Are these leagues on the NHL's radar now?
No. I mean, the quality of the play hasn't changed. The name has changed just because the BC Hockey League has decided to go rogue. But as far as, you know, the Junior B teams getting Junior A status, nothing has changed as far as that point. So, you know, we'll see as time goes on. I know that BC Hockey is looking at tiering the Junior A from Tier 1 to Tier 2 type things with teams, you know, as we move forward and potentially teams dropping out of the BC Hockey League and joining forces with, say, maybe with a team like Nelson that could potentially move up to a Tier 1 Junior A status. You know, we'll see how that all plays out, but I think that's down the road. We're probably talking 3-4 years down the road.
Right, yeah. BC being non-sanctioned, you have to think over a few years there are going to be kids that are going to choose a different league for whatever reason. But
yeah.
That's not going to, you're right, it won't instantly turn over, even though I do think there probably is a slightly increased talent level in the league this year already.
You're right. Players are going to make different choices. With the BC Hockey League being a rogue, you know, they're not sanctioned to play in any Hockey Canada events. That's going to have a little bit of an impact on what's going on for sure. So it's going to be extremely interesting to see how this all plays out in the next couple of years.
How about any thoughts on some Western Canadian guys coming up for the draft? Maybe anyone in the AJ or BCHL that's interesting, or even the WHL, maybe one guy that's already lighting it up is from your home base in Kelowna there, Tidjeginla, Jerome's kid.
Yeah, I mean, he's off to a good start. There's, you know, a couple of players that are off to a good start, but it's so early in the season. We don't get too excited about stuff that's going on in October. We want to really see the progression of the player early in the year, middle of the year, and definitely at the end of the year and into the playoffs. So, you know, it's way too early. Right now, it's more about eliminating players.
So how do you go about eliminating player right now? Because obviously there's so much development they can do. Is that just like an attitude or an effort thing, or is there just skating just not there?
There are certain attributes that we look for as an organization and as a team. And if there's certain attributes that the player doesn't have that we desire, then, you know, it's not going to be a fit. So, you know, you don't want to waste too much time on scouting a player that you're not going to have any interest in because they don't have those attributes, right?
Okay, yeah, makes sense. Let you go here pretty quick. One last question, well, kind of two, I guess, because the local fans here in Nelson, we got a lot of Canucks fans, we got a lot of Flames fans. What do you think of those teams' playoff chances this year?
I have no idea. I think they're both good teams. I think they're both improved in different areas. Calgary didn't have a great year. I shouldn't say that. They had 93 points. They actually had a decent year. I just think that they had an opportunity. If they would have won more games in the 3-on-3 in the shootout last year, they probably would have made the playoffs, you know. So it was kind of a funny year that they had, and yet they basically got their same team back. So I expect Calgary to probably have a rebound year. Vancouver, after they made the coaching change, played very well. You know, they also made some strong additions. So I don't know. The Western Conference is tough, man, because you've got some good teams. You know, it's just not us. We'll see how it goes.
All right, Bruno, well, I'll let you go. Thanks for speaking with me again, Kootenay Co-op Radio. We'll see you in Nelson on Sunday with the Stanley Cup.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. Take care.